Aisha Anas radiallahu anhu mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allahumma la Aisha illa Aisha al-Akhirah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no life except the life of the Akhirat. This particular wording, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it on two occasions. One occasion was at a very difficult moment. It was at the occasion when they were digging the trench at the time of the Battle of Trench, and it was very, very difficult. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these couplets, Allahumma la Aisha, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no life except the life of the Akhirat. In other words, the life of the Akhirat is the real life. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these couplets to make it easy. One is when a person is going through some difficulty, what a person can do is he can put a text message and he can broadcast it that I requested to make dua. One is he can complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he can play it down. So to teach us that make things psychologically easier, that this life is not the real life. The real life is Akhirat. So it helps a person to go through difficult moments. He's thinking to himself that this is not the real life. That life is the real life of ease and comfort. So what is there if I go through some difficulty in this dunya? One occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got cut on his finger in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again he addressed his finger. He didn't advertise it and make a big scene. He addressed his finger. He said, "Hal anti illa isba'in damiti wa fi sabilillahi laqiti," that you are nothing but a finger that is smeared with blood, and that also wa fi sabilillah, this happened to you in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What big deal is it? In other words, psychologically playing it down, that is no big deal. So here this difficulty and hardship that we're going, so he was saying these words that the real life is the life of Akhirat. And then another occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated these words, and this occasion was a very happy occasion. So one was a very difficult occasion, one was a very happy occasion. And that was the occasion of Fath Makkah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, they had conquered Makkah Sharif. So then again to remind that now all the victory has come, the conquest has come, and now position has come, and status, and as far as the affluence was coming in now, reminding him, and reminding us actually, that the real life is the life of Akhirah. Don't get carried away with this victory. Don't get carried away with the comforts. Don't get carried away with the ease. Allahumma la Aisha illa Aisha al-Akhirah. The real life is the life of Akhirah. So beautifully. So create a balance. The man is going through difficulty, his mind goes towards Akhirah. When he's going towards ease and luxuries are coming in, then also he's reminding himself that don't get carried away. The real life is the life of Akhirat. The first hadith we were supposed to explain, فَاتَّقُ الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُ النِّسَاءِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be careful of this dunya and be careful of woman. Both these things we find, if they are kept within the confines, if they are kept in the space that Sharia has given it, then these two things can be a great asset for men. And not only a great asset for men, it can be a great asset for mankind. Wealth and woman, if they're used as they ought to be used in the correct space, within the correct limits, great. Every man is what he is because of what his mother did for him, what his wife does for him. He got a pious, good wife. And you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the early days, what Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha has done for deen, none of us will be able to do that. She gave her whole life, she gave her wealth, she gave everything for deen to support Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a woman within her confines is a great asset. And take her to any extreme. One was the extreme of Jahiliyat Ula, the first Jahiliyat where the woman was completely downtrodden. She had no status. In fact, she would be buried alive. A person would be embarrassed. وَإِذَا بُشِرَ أَحَدٌ بِالْأُنْسَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُ مُسْوَدَّ وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. A person's face would go pale when he's given the news that he had been granted a female offspring. كَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِرَ بِهِ. He would actually start hiding away from the people. He's so embarrassed. I got a baby girl. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Should I keep this baby with this disgust and with being despised? Or أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Should I just bury it one time in the sand? سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. That was one jahiliyat where the woman was completely downtrodden. And then you take the woman, you take her out of that space that Sharia had given her, and you take her to another extreme which we are seeing now, known as the second jahiliyat we're in, where you take a woman, and throughout the Arab world, Allah Pak save us, is a new fitna that has hit, it's woman empowerment. Never before in Medina Sharif we've seen at the reception counters, in the shopping centers, everywhere you walk you see women in the shops, women in the reception areas, women in supervisor position, and all of that without hijab, right there in the precincts of Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarramah. So this is another extreme where you take women, and now you say they have to be in all the senior positions, all the main positions, and all the, they have to be apparent. Walking past the shops, the women are standing there calling the people in now. So this is another fitna. So long as they kept within their space, they can be a very, very great benefit, and we can't do without them. But the moment they take it to any extreme, one was the time of Jahiliyat, Ula, where they were right down, and now you take them right up, they must be driving, and they must get license, and they must be in the shopping centers, must be in all these positions, then you're taking it to another extreme. Just to finish off, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi will give a very nice example. He says that if you go to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, you say there's a drink there that's called Shani, a cold drink. The name of the cold drink is called Shani. Generally, the older people, they like it. If you go to the supermarkets, the bigger supermarkets, and you'll find it, it's like a grape flavor or fruit flavor, you'll get this cold drink. So anyway, he mentions that a person who knows his limits and he knows his amounts, he knows to what extent he needs to have, he knows his sugar levels. So he's an intelligent person. He realized that for me, I can only have half glass, that's it. So this person has his half glass and he enjoys that half glass that he has. And for him, that Shani is an Ali Shan drink. It's a beautiful drink. And he enjoys. And then you get another person. That person, he doesn't worry about limits. He takes it to extremes. That when he has a Shani drink, he drinks one can, and then he drinks another can, and he just keeps on pushing it. He doesn't worry about his level of sugar, his diabetes, he's not concerned about. So then he mentioned the same Shani will become a means of Pareshani. So now this person will go into Pareshan. Why? His sugar levels will go right up, and now he'll cause serious problems. So he says, woman and wealth are like that. So long as they are used and they are kept within the confined space, the right amount, as it ought to be used, within the limits, then they are great asset. Ali Shan, you can't do better, you can't do without it. But the moment they are taken to any extreme, now this will become a means of Pareshan. For the whole ummah and for the whole mankind, this woman will become a means of Pareshan. That wealth also will become a means of Pareshan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should try and come early for Jummah salah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.